Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, road trip then. Little road trip. We're out and about.
Brody.
Look at us. Getting out of the old stinky studio. Finally.
It's very stinky. Someone left the window open.
A lot of farts.
Smoke gun. Yeah.
Smoke and farts.
And feet.
Yeah, it's a lot of things for sure. Yeah,
sandal season, I've noticed there's new odors abound.
Yeah,
the feet.
Good. So look at us. We are here for the first time ever. Barnburner is in the Tower Chrysler Studios in Tower Chrysler.
Where's our applause machine? I feel like...
I can barely compute. There were actually a few people, I know when we started doing this show, and we were at our studios. It's the Tower Chrysler Studios. Tower Chrysler, 10901 McLeod Trail South. And people were coming in here to watch the show. Hey, where's the guys doing that?
Where's the studio?
They said it was the Tower Chrysler Studios. There was also one of our good friends, one of our sponsors. I don't need to mention which guy. Owns a meat market.
Yeah. Could be anyone, really.
It was months, and he thought that we were also here at the dealership.
In the dealership.
It was nice about
that. Hey, you know what?
Maybe they would build us a studio if we asked.
I guess that's just how convincing we are, just so devious as we are here today. Yes, it is the Tower Chrysler Studios Consumer Choice Award winner, Calgary, Southern Alberta. I'm going to throw Southern Alberta
sure.
in there. I don't know what they're doing in Lethbridge.
Stake a claim.
It's the favorite Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep dealer in the city of Calgary and in Southern Alberta.
Oh.
It's Tower Chrysler. We are here. Well, and you're very excited.
I'm just creeped out by that guy outside staring through the window.
Yeah,
people
the Wolverine
pictures
is
or any?
A bit of
he
a
does,
fishbowl here.
He is the type, he does look like a kind of guy where you would call security.
Yeah.
You know those guys that wait outside the bus at the hotel in the rink that get autographs?
1,000 autographs, they've been there for decades, yeah.
Yeah, what do you call those guys? He'd fit in.
Yeah, he could be part of that crew for yeah. sure.
Hundo.
And the thing is, he actually is quite successful, so he could come in and buy a very expensive vehicle. But he would be one of those guys. Oh, I'm just looking at this. I'm just looking at this fully loaded Dodge Ram here. Sure, you are, sir. Could you please keep it moving?
Just hands off it, please, sir. Stay oh, yeah, cut a check today. Wonderful. Yeah.
Stay out of the popcorn. And
how is the popcorn?
Pretty good.
Smells good. Good. The corn.
Sitting over in the corner, they started popping at the
oh,
smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say no. I can't.
I didn't think popcorn would be the move. Like, you don't want someone climbing in this 1500 classic, spilling kernels all over, crumbs.
Or do it at a talk show. You'd usually
that's
don't
true.
Have
yeah,
popcorn because then it's in your teeth off. And you're all cotton mouth. Are you dry?
I was like, right. Not before the show. I was like, what are you talking about? And then he's like coughing and wheezing a minute before.
Professionals that have never had
that's right.
popcorn.
Do it a long wild time, Retro. So what has your, because you're here, everybody's back in Buffalo. You're here this week by yourself. So, like, what are you doing? Because this lasts for a couple hours.
I cleaned the office yesterday. Does that sound exciting?
No.
I know what you'd tell people you're doing, but what are you actually doing? This would be a real good question.
No, I've been lazy. I cleaned the office yesterday. I was going to spend a lot of time outside because nothing's been done out there in my yard. But the smoke kind of
put a damper on you.
Derailed me.
Yep.
Probably do a lot of dry land training outside. I was going to do
sprints.
Run the stairs.
Hill sprints.
5 mile run or something. Yeah. But damn smoke. Keeps a guy
hard on again.
It's tough. Well, we're happy to be here. It's actually our first visit here to Tower since we got things rolling. October something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've checked in and said hi, but for our first show here, it feels like we're overdue.
18. So.
7 months? God, it feels like longer than that.
It feels way longer than that.
Yeah.
Maybe not for you.
It's good that you guys got out and about all winter.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, well, you know.
Comforts.
Some of us like to get out and about a little more than others. That's just whatever makes you happy. Yeah. That's what you do.
That's right. That's right. Hockey tonight. Have we missed it? There's been no hockey on.
I was hoping my dad texted me last night, are you watching the game? And I'm like, there's no game tonight.
Yeah.
And he was talking about
baseball.
Winnipeg and Seattle.
Oh.
The WHL.
Right.
And I was like,
didn't see that coming.
No, I was not watching the game.
Seattle's the one away.
I watched the baseball game.
Was it Lucas Siona, Flames prospect, captain of the Thunderbirds?
You're going to need to do one of these. You're going to need to talk. So when you turn your face like this, take the microphone with you.
It's his first time. Pick it up.
Again.
I mean, sitting between two all-stars, Hall of Fame guys, it's hard to keep
no,
up.
No, all it is, though, is why people be like, hey.
Why didn't you sit here in there, dumbass?
Can you tell Rhett to turn his levels up? Can you tell Pinder to turn his levels down? See, now you take it personal. I'm just telling you, when you turn your head, they can't hear you. It's for everyone watching and listening. Just take the mic with you. That's it.
He does have the tough job. He's got the full 180. He's got to turn. It's a tough gig in the middle.
Don't get your feelings all hurt.
His feelings are hurt.
This is really good stuff. It's really great. Sorry for offending you to that degree. So, hockey back tonight. Have we missed it?
I have. It was nice to duck in a little baseball, and it was the right time for a good Yankees-Jays series. But I'm ready for it back. I think it lost a little momentum with a couple nights off, but if you get a heavy forechecking physical contest between Carolina and Florida, I think everyone's right back on.
So the fans were out in Florida at the rink where they were driving in to park their cars and all that stuff, or at the airport. There was 50, 60 people out. They had music playing. They were all excited, saying, go get them, Panthers.
So friends and family.
Something like that, okay. Yeah. But at the same time, they know what's happening. They
friends
know what's
and
going
family
on,
do,
and they're
yeah.
very
the same
ready
people,
for
though.
It.
That's the same people that were there in 95.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just...
And that bastard Skrudland made us sign every autograph.
Really?
Oh.
It's a good lesson for you
and
kids.
They had more than 50 or 60.
Leader.
Lined up around the parking lot. The radio stations were out, and it was...
It's where those...
An absolute sweat box.
Sore shoulders started. Oh. Just wrist tendonitis moves up.
Sweating. You know, seven shirts later, you're done autographing.
Hot in Florida in mid-May.
You say?
Mid to late May. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweaty.
It's going to be hot all these places. You got Vegas would be on fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Dallas ain't chilly this time of year. No, Carolina is your best shot at cool weather. Good luck there this time of year.
What the ice is going to do. They got all the dehumidifiers and crap.
I feel like we've gotten better at that. I feel like the excuse now is the number of events, not the temperature outside.
Is it Jim, what's his name?
Dan the ice guy.
Dan,
yeah,
whatever the hell his name is.
I feel like it's a Dan, not a Jim. Good old Canadian boy. Looney at center ice in Salt Lake, that guy.
It's like $1 billion, whatever. How many billion dollars? We got one guy that makes ice.
The Iceman.
It's like, could we have some extra people to help make the ice? We're doing an outdoor game.
You know
game.
What? He's,
all right,
he's
go get Dan.
He's a selfish prick. He won't share the secret.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, the moment.
Job security.
I was going to say, where's his paycheck the moment he tells someone else how to do it?
I don't. You know what? It was a small break.
Yep.
But I'm going to have to get back into it.
I know. I think it lost a little mo. No, if one of those series went, a few of them ended early. It feels like Carolina, Florida. It's been a while since we've seen those dudes go. You know what I mean?
Serge was
That's
asking.
Friday, right? That's a week ago.
It was Friday. When Florida moved on, and they moved on after Carolina did. So you're talking about probably a full week for Carolina,
at least,
just shy of that for Florida with that overtime game against the Leafs, because it was the night of the Wranglers game. I know it was on in the at the game there.
It's too long.
Too long.
It's too long.
10 o'clock on a Sunday night, so most people miss that one.
Yeah.
Out east, anyway.
Oof.
Serge was asking, who do you want to win? That's less about who is going to win. Who do you want to win? And chances are, you excluded because you played for one of them. I don't know how many people in this area, like who, a lot of Canes fans here, Florida,
nope.
This is a...
Nope.
You're going to have to find a way to get invested in this, or at least find someone that you absolutely don't want to win so you can hate them and then you end up rooting for the other.
Well, and I think Tkachuk could play into both those. You're either jacked for the guy or screw him, he can't win yet.
So how are you with it?
I'm fine with it. I think that's a fun Florida team. I haven't picked him yet, but I think the way they play is entertaining. It's an awesome forecheck. Tkachuk's had an incredible playoffs. There's some great storylines there. Barkov's been a stud forever. Verhaeghe's maybe been one of the more unheralded guys in the league. And like the resurgence of Bob, no one saw coming. Lots of good stories there.
You're, of course, Florida.
I'm cheering for Florida, yes. Old squad.
Vegas
they need it.
Yeah, and Vegas used to be everyone's second favorite team. Remember? It was like, oh, you know what? My team's out, I'll cheer for Vegas. But then they traded everyone you loved, and they've been pricks ever since.
See,
so I don't know that people like them
anymore. I have to cheer for Vegas because I have bad blood with Dallas. So
you
I,
do, yeah.
It's true.
I don't even get to choose. It's being forced upon me both ways.
Rhett doesn't have picks. He has commitments that he has to follow
fulfill.
Through on.
Yeah.
It's however you get there, right? Because if Dallas was playing Edmonton, you hate Edmonton, so you're going for Dallas. You need the black hat sometimes. Sometimes it's who you don't want to win.
Well,
I wonder how people feel here
if people
about Tkachuk.
I think it's a healthy mixed bag, but I mean, he didn't have great playoffs here, but he was a pretty damn good flame.
I think the thing that would get people upset is that he said, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Right? Like he said, I'm not staying in your town. I don't like it here.
And it was comparing it to Johnny, it seemed really nice of him. That was the whole thing.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
The context was like, no, he did us a favor because now we can get something back. What a great guy. Whereas if Johnny had stayed and he did that, you're like, that prick.
Yeah, the difference, though, it's complete opposite because Johnny was a free agent and free to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's his choice.
Matthew
had a year contract.
Could have held on to him.
Well, you know, it's a nice little job for a segue. We'll get to the McLeod Law this day in Flames history.
Oh.
This one's going to hurt. This one's, I'm telling you, we're not going back a whole long ways. McLeod Law, Peter Klein.
Hurt. This is a great one.
Well, it hurts to Peter Klein. Well, hang on. Hey. Jesus. Settle down.
Boom's wound tight to them, if you noticed.
Not wound tight. Just got to talk about Peter Klein.
Both could be true.
We're going to need a personal injury lawyer here. Right
okay.
Away. Personal injuries, they happen, workplace, otherwise, and you need some help on your side. There's no one better than McLeod Law. Peter Klein and his staff, they're there to help take that stress off of your shoulders. You're not alone. Legal, insurance, medical claims, focus on your recovery. They're on your team. They've got the rest of it. McLeod-Law.com. You see Peter's number there, 403-254-3864. So for this day in Flames history, we go back 1 year. We had the Johnny Gaudreau overtime Dallas game earlier this week, so then you know what happens.
Wind the clock forward a few days, round
and
two.
And we'll show you here because it was 1 year ago today, game one, Battle of Alberta, how jacked everybody... Hang on. Guys knew, eh? How jacked everybody was for this series.
Yeah.
And how... We had no idea what we were in for. Because Dallas, Calgary, 1-0, 2-1, 1-0.
Yeah, just...
A goal just absolutely suffocating. Mike Smith, chances are things might get a little bit hairy. There's no way. So as you think about Tkachuk and Gaudreau and Smith and the Dome and all of this, where we sit today, it's crazy to think that this was 1 year ago.
Now he can play it.
Press ball.
Face it off. Yamamoto and drives Yams. Settle for the Oilers. Kachuk and Johnny Gaudreau, the Game 7 hero for Calgary out there.
Chance of going early, Brett.
And now played ahead, Gaudreau, Anderson on the move. And
look at the first one, soft.
Open to the first shot, scores!
Tough to blame the D on that one, isn't it?
No.
Muffinville.
Somebody did.
Works the corner, knocks it loose. Backlund on the puck.
Second shot. Announcing the goal.
And the Flames on fire in a red hot opening minute. Lucic at center, lost the puck. Keane is put by Ritchie. Scores!
I mean, Brett Ritchie can only be contained. He can't really.
Shaqani, and now a shot by Anderson, loose in front, Coleman scores!
Oh, man.
And it's back to a three-goal Calgary lead!
It's the first period.
Look at the shots.
I think that's early in the second, isn't it?
Trevor Lewis in deep.
We got 30, not even halfway through the game.
Deflected in front, and it looks like Blake Coleman has doubled down. David to Drysdale. Looking to get it back to McDavid. He swivels away from Dubé in front. Scores! What a beauty! McDavid sets up Evan shit. Bouchard. You know Dreisaitl's looking all the time. Turned back by McLeod. Now centers. Leonard scores! Deflected in by Kachuk.
That's Kachuk's first there, are we right?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. There's superfan Brady.
Cassian works his way in. Got the shot away, score!
Oof.
That fools Markstrom. Hyman trying to get away from Goodbranson. Here's Zach Hyman working out in front, scores!
This game
Zach
is insane.
Hyman's got two, and now it's a two-goal deficit. Game. And here's McDavid, maybe a chip break here. Dreisaitl scores! It's a one-goal game! Here in the final minute, with the most ice time, 16-10 to the net, and a big stop rebound, scores!
It was 5-1.
It was 5-1.
Is tied.
And there's some nerves now.
Here's Yaron Krug, banks it in from Angiapati, centers and Anderson, scores! Rasmus Anderson, and the Flames get it back.
Zink.
Kicks it back to Michael Stone, and that shot blocked in front. Still loose, and Puljujärvi ahead for Dreisaitl, and that hit a skate and stayed in. Kachuk breakaway, score!
That's two. This game.
Extra attacker back on, the net is empty, and it's empty for Kachuk, who's got the hat trick. A huge goal in Game 7 to tie things up. His first goal of the playoffs.
Just a little bit of that at the end. Just
preseason vibes, really. Hey?
Yeah.
Just so back and forth.
If you're a Flames fan, you probably felt like three or four different occasions you won that game.
Yes. This
All right,
is over.
That's it. It's over.
Oh, no.
Oh, hang on.
Well,
back
now
within
it's
two. Oh, back one. Tied. Up by two. There was so much in there when I put that together this morning. I said, oh, yeah, Brady and Walt and the family were in the crowd, and Coleman 2, Kachuk 3. And everybody talks about how bad Kachuk's playoff was.
That was his only game.
Pretty decent start to that series there. Gaudreau on the power play. You think about this year's power play.
Well, there's lots of change since then, Dean. I don't know if we have to revisit all that.
It was
only have 1 hour or two.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Was that the game with my boys?
My God.
Should we have known at the time that things were...
I don't know how you could have known.
No. And I think the outcome of that series certainly changes things.
I forgot
winning's the best medicine.
I forgot what a sieve Markstrom was. I mean, we remember Smith.
We do remember Smith,
but
yeah.
Markstrom outplayed him.
And days earlier...
Was great.
Nearly unbeatable.
Oh, yeah. He was phenomenal in round one. I think he was like a 950. And then in that series, it was... Start with an 8.
And from that night on...
Tough sledding until his kid was born.
He was never the same until a month left in the season.
Ish. Yeah.
Did the Oilers break Jacob Markstrom?
Well, if they broke him, he couldn't have been better again. Or they fixed him. It's rough 9 months from there. I don't know what he looked like in the offseason, but yeah, from game one, Battle of Alberta, round two, till about March 1. I think his kid was born end of February, early March. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, yeah, this guy can stop pucks.
Wait a minute. This is the guy.
Rhett's like, he's not a money goalie. He doesn't make pressure saves. I'm like, he's looking as bad as he's ever looked. He has been good before, I promise you.
I think the
there was a 9 month stretch where he was not. Yeah, it was a bad run.
Clip we just showed.
That's damning testimony for sure.
It was, but again, the highlights we showed of the last McLeod Law was him making a breakaway save in game 7 overtime. It's like, yeah, goalies, man. Ooh!
Yeah.
All that.
So there we go. That's McLeod Law, this day in Flames history.
Is it a thank you for that or not? It's kind of both, right?
I'm telling you, it's how you take it.
I got punted from a suite that game.
Of course you did.
Hmm. Wasn't my fault.
McLeod Law, proud of those Calgary roots. Big part of their longstanding client relationships. Like this, Calgary. They varied and diverse, share a commitment to making a positive impact in our city. McLeod Law.
I had a couple nosebleeds, and I was with a friend. They're like, hey, my pal, blah, 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 she's in a suite, says, come on in. We're like, oh, great, okay, so we go in. Blah, blah, blah is like a puddle, and her friend's like, this isn't her suite, you're not allowed to. We're very sorry. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have grabbed the pizza right away. We'll leave immediately.
Yeah.
Stupid blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm sure you had, you didn't have any hand in that, right? You probably just blended right in with everybody else
I
in the suite.
I was chatting, being nice, yeah, high-fiving, sure. Everything was good.
High-kicking, yeah.
Until 6-6, a little nervous, then they got up 8-6 again, everything was great again, and then it was, yeah, the person that invited you has no say here and is wasted. So
I would like to know the decibel levels. Like, were they measuring those last year? Like the first two goals, maybe the first three for the Flames?
The third was quick,
would have
right?
been here, and then when they tied it,
yeah.
Like how quiet did it get?
It just, it never really settled into that playoff type game where you feel stress and anxious because it was just swinging back and forth so quick for a while at 6-6, but then they took the lead right back with that Anderson goal. And then they're up by two again. You're like,
you thought they were screwing it up when it went to 6-6, though.
You're like, they can't be blowing this. It was 5-1. Like, this is no good. And the Oilers, it's like, that. It felt like that all series. I thought in game two, the Flames played pretty well, but then it's just like, they just, when they needed goals, they'd just score them.
I just love the clips of Smith.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every
yeah.
goal that goes in.
What did you guys just do?
Did they shoot the puck?
What'd you do?
Guys.
It's in the net. Did you, like, what'd you do that for? And his form is just, I mean, is there a time in his career where he was somewhat of a routine goaltender?
I don't know. Maybe that year that Phoenix went to the final that we talked about with the Phoenix News the other day. But he even built himself up again from that end of Calgary to year two in Edmonton, where it's like usually he'd make one save and then there was a chalk outline. Like he was down. He was in the position to make second saves a lot more. I give him credit. He bounced back after year one in Edmonton.
And then, like you say, because then in game two, obviously, Flames went up 2-0 in a hurry.
And,
yes.
And but Backlund had a chance to make it 3-0, and it might have been Smith heave-ho again.
Backlund somehow didn't get a shot off. Puck goes into the corner. Then yeah. McDavid scores. And then Smith would have been yarded. You'd have never seen him again. And you wonder about that. I mean, they lost Koskinen, in five, maybe. So it's hard to write off the whole series when it's the first period of game two. But it still feels like there was, as crazy as that series was, there was a turning point in that second game that really could have put the Flames. Yep. Like, at some point,
they stopped playing when they got up by two.
Yeah. You were in the suite. Johnny brought us all down. There's a bunch of people in the suite. I think Shane O'Brien was there. Scotty Upshaw was there. I think Commie was in the suite. Feisty. There's a few thirsty people there.
Yeah. And then McDavid. And then Draisaitl. And then it's tied.
The real shame was, what game was it? Oh, look at that.
Oh, son of a...
Jeez.
You know what? Which car is Aaron's? That prick.
I feel like...
You think the guy's doing you solid, right?
Well, yeah, thanks, popcorn. That's great.
How didn't we notice this?
Well,
Jack, wait, come on. Blame the new guy. Jack,
what are you doing?
When Mike Smith allowed the 137-footer, whatever it was, and they didn't win that game, that was the real tragedy. Because that felt like, okay, there's your bounce. Oilers have had lots so far. There's your bounce win this game. You're going back. You know, not, what would that have been? It's
tied.
2-2 coming home. 2-2 coming home. Series. It's got home ice 2 of the 3.
Because they got their doors blown off in game 3.
Yeah, they did.
Oilers came out and throttled them pretty good. Then you had the Coleman, did he kick it in goal?
Which was horseshit. That was game 5.
Yeah. And now we're here. No coach, no GM,
no Johnny.
No Gaudreau,
no
Kachuk.
Not a lot of confidence about Lindholm extending.
No yeah. Yarncroke. Yeah, yeah.
You missed Cali? He scored a lot more in Toronto. I don't know if it must be the air here or something.
We're effing around. But when you see that, and we talk just chip in a chair, just get in and anything can happen.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that feels like this team would be able to pull off some of what we saw last year? This year's
it
team.
Would have to look a lot different, but I mean, it would just be silly to suggest any team in the tournament couldn't when we watched two wild cards like Seattle and Florida do what they've done. And like, yes, Florida was supposed to be good, but they almost missed. They needed Pittsburgh to lose to Columbus and Chicago just to get in the damn tournament. So yeah, there's a small piece that says if you got good goaltending, there's a lot of guys that are built for playoff hockey on this roster. But then at the same time, there's a lot of dysfunction, which is why they didn't get in. So I could see both sides.
Florida was also a minute away from being eliminated.
Yeah, in round one.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind if Patrice Bergeron didn't have a bulge disc in his back, they might have been done in 5. Like,
it's too...
It's a weird tournament.
Being in is better than being out.
Yes.
But I don't think there's a difference in game plans, too. Long-term vision. Just sneaking in on a continual basis? I don't know if that's the approach.
No, but, you know, if it's funny. If you become a team like, let's say, this year's Florida... How much easier is it to recruit this summer? How much more excited are guys to come back?
Oh, way more.
What is your likelihood of re-signing a guy like Gaudreau if you went around further, right? Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's a weird tournament. It really is. It's great.
When they start this past season, 5-1. All right. Picking right up where you left off. Playoffs again. Who's it going to be? Round one. So when you win the division, who else besides the Flames is going to sneak in this
The division. Other thing, though, you think, like, you talk about sneaking in. Florida won. Did they win the whole league last year?
Yep, different team. I mean, that's like saying, oh, the Flames won the division last year. Yeah, it's a different team.
It's a different team, but it's not that different. They got rid of Uyghur and Huberto and they brought in Kachuk.
Yeah, so they got rid of their highest points player and their top pair defenseman. That's significant.
My point is that they weren't in 12th spot. They weren't the Buffalo Sabres. They weren't eliminated last year in November.
Yeah.
They replaced Huberto.
They've been a good player or a good team for 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
And they had to go through growing pains to get there.
Yeah.
And that trade they made worked out in their favor.
Well, and Montour more than makes up for the points in the play left by Uyghur.
I guess what I'm saying
Kachuk.
Is I don't think they should have been a team sneaking in.
I agree. And Keith Kachuk agreed, and that seemed to turn their season, right? They were playing like dogs for a while there. Right? But this team was too. And to be fair, like if Pittsburgh just wins against bad teams, they don't even get in. And who cares about all your arguments of what they should have been? They didn't get in. Just like this team. They should have been good. They didn't get in.
And so anyway, I guess what I'm getting at is that the teams left. You know, Florida sneaks in technically, but they shouldn't have had to sneak in.
They're not
Seattle makes the second round, but... It's their second year in existence. You didn't know what they were. Yeah, we were dealing with COVID last year. It's a whole different world. They might be really set up very well for continued success. The other teams did not sneak in. Dallas is good. Mm-hmm. People were picking them to be good.
Carolina.
Vegas is good. Carolina, very good team. And I bet you if you go back to the start of the year, there would be a lot of people that would have said Florida was going to be in the playoffs at least.
Yep.
I don't think anyone was going.
Yeah.
When they were out of the playoffs, it was like, oh, what the hell's going on in Florida? Why did they change the coach? You know, you're questioning some of the stuff. Then they played really well for the last however long to get in.
Yeah.
So I just don't know that, you know, you ask the question, well, what about sneaking? Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you sneak in, but I still think that those teams that are still playing, they're not – sneak in teams.
I guess just in the sense that it wouldn't be like the Flames went 4 years without making and then sneak in. And, you were.
No, you'd want a division.
You'd want a division the year
get
before,
in the next year.
And then you scuffle around a little bit. Is there a way that you could have got your bleep together in time?
There's a lot of similarities to that Florida team in terms of like the paths, but to Rhett's point, I think the moxie on the teams are quite different. It felt like Florida had their feet up more than Calgary. There was a lot of dysfunction.
So whose dad do we need to give shit to for not coming out and ripping the Flames down the stretch?
Well, we had Eddie Lack's dad. That didn't help. Keith didn't say anything when Matthew was here. Who's dad?
Did anybody else?
What about an agent? Could we have had an agent?
Yeah, no, we had an agent. That didn't help at all.
We had lots of agents. Yeah.
Too much agent.
Plenty of that.
Yeah, Michael Frolik, usage expert, was weighing in again. Didn't work that time either.
We'll get to the Pinder Report here in a moment. Hearing Loss Clinic, hearingloss.ca. They started back in 1993. Simple mission. We're going to help Calgarians. We're going to help people in this neck of the woods experience life a little bit, hearing impaired, just a little bit sweeter, a little bit better. Be sociable. Get out there and enjoy their lives. Men and women of all ages, kids, of course, as well, can suffer from hearing loss. Serious health risks have been linked to untreated hearing loss. 4 Calgary locations, 9 in total. There's 5 over in British Columbia. If you feel you're having issues with your hearing, or if you know that you have been, you haven't been for a visit, it's time. 2022 Chamber of Commerce Professional Service Excellence Award winner. I was texting with Rhodesy. We got it all figured out. Old Travis Rhodes and everybody at Hearing Loss Clinic. Get ready, because this big head is coming in there.
You're talking about your ego or physically?
Man. What are they going to find in there?
God, you're saying that you had an old boot that's missing.
Got some car keys. Are these Skittles? My God. At The Hearing Loss on Twitter, Instagram, The Hearing Loss Clinic. Hearingloss.ca is the website. The news of the day, I suppose, inside the Pinder Report. We are here at Tower Chrysler. You've cobbled something together, an on-location edition of the Pinder Report.
That's right. Well, we're going to start in beautiful Palm Springs, Dino. Where, you know, it takes a while to adjust playing with sunburn. Rhett talked about it. Hurts under the gear a bit, but maybe it's the aloe vera. Maybe they've toughened up. Last night, game 4. Let's have a peek early. Scoreless, and who do you need in a tight, low-scoring game, Retro? How about your goalie? There is Wolf. 2 great saves there. The fans can't believe they don't have a goal. That was scoreless midway through the second. And we would have a goal in this game, but just one, meaning those saves were huge. Here's your goal. Schwint finds Phillips looking for a pass. Pelche cross ice. Dryden Hunt to Schwint. And they score. Calgary gets on board first. Cole Schwint.
That boy Schwint. Schwint dog.
Schwint. See, Flames won the deal. Big goal.
They did, yeah.
He, of course, came from Florida with a first, and Uyghur, and Huberto, for some guy that had a meh round 2 last year, despite a hat-trick in game 1. So there's Schwint 1-0. They would win 1-0. Dustin Wolf, first playoff shutout, 27 saves. Your best players in your biggest games? Yes, please.
Balls.
We'll have a decisive Game 5. Break out the wheelbarrow, Dino, for
balls.
Dustin Wolf coming out on Friday night.
Shutout, Staven.
On the road.
Balls.
Balls. There it is. Series will continue.
Game 5 Friday night. At the Dome.
I was going to say, so good that they're on the road for that.
Well, they're great on the road. Pick
no
your poison.
Pressure, right? All the pressure's on those Firebirds.
For more on the game, there's Paige Stewart, Flames Nation, her recap of last night's action. Big goal for the Schwinster, who was a healthy scratch in game 1. The playoffs.
See? Response.
There you are.
Response game.
Love the mustard. Let's get to the NHL. We got round 3 tonight. Finally. Finally. Please, sir. Could I have some more playoff hockey? Please. Please. Another. All right. Here we go. It's game 1. Oh, Chucky, that playoff beard's coming in good. Remember we could hardly grow sideburns?
Yep.
He's growing up right in front of our eyes. And that's one of the 2 Sebastian Ajos, I believe.
One of the 2, yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Game 1.
Not so much facial hair there.
No, might not be his vibe. I don't know. 6 o'clock start. Go get it. Sure. Lovely. Here's an interesting stat. There's a lot of guys that have got some serious miles on them that have not won a cup. Look at this list. And I think you referenced Suter's games the other day, Dino.
He hadn't even been to round 3.
Yeah. And so Bernsey would have been to the final with losing to the Penguins, 4 or 5 years ago with the Sharks. And Pavelski would have been on that team as well. Although potentially hurt that year. I'm trying to put it all together. Either way, there it is. Suter, Burns, Pavelski. One of these
any of
three,
those guys?
Two of these three?
Do you have an emotional attachment? Man, I'd like to see that guy win.
Suter, I don't particularly have feels for. The other two, I'd love to see them win. Pavelski's overcome a lot.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And just a gamer, tough area of the ice.
Yeah, you respect how he plays.
100%.
Bernsie's got some personality.
Yeah. And, I mean, look, is Bernsie a perfect player? No, but is he pretty special? Like, it's quite a journey for him. He's a forward in Minnesota, remember? Like, it's incredible the career he's put together for what a guy that, yeah, what really is he? I don't know. Yeah, maybe we'll try him on D, and then it's just, like, all-star forever. I like those two guys.
Yeah, so Suter can beat it, but I do like the other two.
You'll like this. This is from the London Knights and Peterborough Petes last night in the Ontario Hockey League, Rhett.
Brawl?
Have a watch as, you know, you get in the penalty box, sometimes you're not happy, right? Oh, no. The official scolded.
They went at it for a good chunk of time, Vic. And it was back and
forth. No, and they've made up. They're friends now.
Pete's score goal. And then not long after, Brian Humphrey ended up in the box again.
Back in the box again.
We just saw it during the break.
They're back. They're homies.
They're buddies again. They're exchanging stories. They're creating bonds.
That's crazy.
Does nice. That ever happen to you? An off-ice guy say a word? Normally they are
no,
stoic as can be.
I don't remember having an off-ice guy, no.
That's wild.
I wonder, he must have done something to uncle? Get old, the old codger all wound up there.
Don't you be saying it's not tripping. That's been tripping since 74, son.
That's something happened in the box yeah. there. It's
you don't be using that language.
A slam or a stick thing.
Anyway, I enjoyed that. Let's go to Jays Yankees. Been a great series.
Wait,
Yankees.
Who's winning this series?
Pete's move on. They won. Oh, they are punched their ticket for what? Kamloops this year?
They beat the cheaters, eh?
That's what Dean alleged. Did you get a letter about that or a call from anyone?
Oh, there'll be a knock at my door one of these
good.
Days.
That's lovely.
The Peterborough Bullet.
Is that what they call it? Okay.
Yeah.
The Pete's are through. Congrats. Mm-hmm. Yankees, Jays. Another walk-off for Danny Jansen.
Cranked.
Second in 4 days. It's like, just get it in the air. Sack fly wins the game. Sack? How about...
I'm just going to walk around these bases, thank you very much.
How about Jack, not Sack? There we are. Three-run shot.
They left a lot of runners.
They were 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position before that at bat. That is what I like to call no bueno. Got it done, and how do you win a game where you have one hit with runners in scoring position? You have a pitcher that hangs zeros. It's 27 innings in a row for Chris Bassitt that he's not allowed a run. Huh? That's some company there. Dave Steeb, Roger Clemens, and Steeb's is over 2 years.
Good old Paul Quantrill.
Holy shit.
Ricky Romero.
Finkel and Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. So the was finale tonight, and we'll get to that in our Betway Bets the day later. It's been a great series. Heated, and yeah, I think you'd sign up for more Yankees Jays. You were at that series in New York. How did that go?
It was awesome.
Was it 2 out of 3 for?
Yeah, it was.
I'm trying to remember.
No, well, when it was 2 out of 3 for the Jays, but I saw Yankees win one and the Jays win one.
Last one for you. Where's the shoveler? She's been sending us photos. I think she sent it to the wrong number. I wasn't expecting this
Mike
photo.
I can't get some of those photos.
Well, some people are into this, some aren't. Oh. But she's traveling somewhere. You can't put your feet up on the tray like that.
Did I ever
that
tell you about this?
This is awful. Tell me. And I didn't know she had an ankle bracelet either. That's odd.
We were traveling way overseas. I don't even know where we were. Doing a trip around the world. And we sit down, and the lady beside my wife puts her foot up on the table and starts peeling the skin.
Oh.
And I'm not talking small little, like, oh.
That's horrendous.
That's
if you couldn't scoot far enough over to get
on the shoveler's tray table, like the middle, or her own?
Her own tray table.
But she's got a pile right there. The ding,
I don't
ding.
Even know if there was a tray table, but the foot was
lodged.
So she's got it up on her lap and starts rooting around.
Just starts cleaning her hoof right there.
Gross.
Did you get moved or what? Full flight?
Whoa. See, it's bad enough to not have socks and shoes on. Let alone to be bringing barefoot above the equator and then start ripping away at it.
Yeah, like you're getting a pedicure and
I'm surprised.
16F, come on.
Spill a hot coffee on her or something. I'm sorry. Oh, dear.
How did that happen?
Did you get moved or did you put up with it?
Wow, there's nothing. There's no complaining.
Did you offer to switch seats with the shoveler?
You
be
don't,
a gentleman?
You don't argue with
honey, that's
flight
not
attendants.
Right
you don't argue with them. They boot you off the plane now.
I'll sit there and handle this.
We'll land this thing right now, sir. I'm just asking if there's a seat somewhere else,
coffee?
Not next to the foot picker.
Hot coffee? No.
Okay. There's your pin report, Dino.
There you go. Pin report. I have some video that I want to share.
I thought you were going to say bad news.
No.
Did the shoveler send you a video, too? Oh, it's just me.
Well, you know what? I was going to talk about outdoor dental. Usually I have a video, but I don't know. Have you told the shoveler no more private videos of you snoring, falling asleep everywhere?
Enough already.
If you, you
broke
know,
his computer.
Sleep apnea. Do you have the machine?
I do.
Do you travel with it? Did you bring it?
I don't.
When did you get diagnosed?
Years ago. Just over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right over there. And why don't you take it with you?
I stopped using it. Year and a half ago.
Really?
Conspiracy theory or just sick
of
it? No,
just random.
Is it the waves? Some sort of
steal my brain.
Waves going into your...
Stealing my dreams, Dean.
So do you still snore or is it just kind of... Like, are you cured or you just choose not to use it?
I sleep on the couch, so I don't know if I snore anymore.
Yeah. Chances are, if you have sleep apnea, snoring, that's what we're talking
about. Does it go away on its own?
No.
Really, does it fix itself, eh?
No, not usually.
It's not like a scab or something?
Dr. Jay Patel and Outdoor Dental. The website is outdoor.dental. Snoring treatments. 2 15-minute treatments. Increases the tension in your soft palate at the back of your yipper. Reduce snoring. Non-surgical. Pain-free. They put a little topical thing on there. Numbs it. Zzz, zzz, two of them. And you're sleeping great. You're not snoring. People around you are happier. You're happier. It's absolutely the way to go here.
Game changer, Dean.
Outdoor.dental, Dr. Jay Patel, it's that Soleil laser that they use for their regular dentistry. No needles, no drills, no stress, all of that. But they also use it for snoring treatments as well. Go and make a get yourself an appointment. Go in and see Dr. Jay and start living life, living better.
Yeah, Rhett.
You think it's hard for them to be doing car deals with us? Jibber-jabbering over here.
No. I think they like it.
You're going to want that... Get
the undercoating.
Get the undercoating.
True coat.
You're going to want
that true coat. Yeah.
You're a liar, Mr. Lundegaard. You're a fucking liar.
Do you want to explain to the kids what that is? Poor Jack doesn't have a clue what we're talking about.
Of course he doesn't. Just some odds and ends.
Yeah.
Just some odds and ends for you. Talking about baseball.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso. What are they calling? The polar bear?
Is that what they call him?
Yeah.
He's a
first baseman for the Mets.
Guy
all-star. Home run champ. Yeah.
Yeah.
No gloves, that guy?
Yeah. Old school. Throwback.
See the guy that pissed on his hands? No, okay. It's Moises
Alou. That's, again, how you get kicked out of that suite. The Mets beat the Rays in walk-off fashion last night, courtesy of Alonso. And then it's the on-field post-game interview as we take a look. Oh, we'll see the homer.
Alonso loves himself some Alonso.
Alonso drives one. Deep left field. Into the second deck. Alonso, a three-run shot, and the Mets walk it off for the first time this year.
Does the apple do anything?
Hey, thanks for coming out, guys. Let's fucking go, Mets. All right, there.
It's supposed to be a great park.
City Field.
Yeah, you know what? I went there for one game. It's cool.
Does that apple do anything, or do they just zoom in on it?
Yeah, no, it does. comes up. Okay. You know what? Because it was year one that I was there.
Yeah.
It was sitting out front. They hadn't. It was sitting out front of the ballpark. That's right.
And so compare contrast that with New Yankee?
Not as...
Yankee's bigger, Yankee, right?
It's such a big behemoth, massive concrete structure.
Yeah.
Is it nice? Like, is it nice?
No.
People will tell you
that you go to Yankee Stadium because it's Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
But it's not as nice as most of the ballparks.
No.
That's fair.
City feels more of a ballpark.
Okay.
Whereas that's a stadium. You could be playing football. You could do whatever in there.
Sure.
Anyway. So, let's F and go Mets. Story there. You know we love Charles Barkley.
Sure do.
Right?
Favorite.
He was at it again. Now, do you know what's going on with John Morant?
Yes. So he got caught on social media. There's a grainy sort of picture of him holding a gun. And he'd just mid-season been scolded, don't be playing with guns, mister. And here he is in early in his off-season.
Good
gun.
There's a couple videos of him wheeling a gun. And now you have some people saying, listen, you got to give this guy a break. Guns are not illegal. In this state, he's allowed to carry guns. Mm. What are we talking about? Get off this guy's back. And then other people are like, are you crazy? We need to suspend
role model.
This guy.
Yeah.
Role model, that sort of thing. Well, Charles Barkley was on after the game, I guess it was last night or the other night. And either way, here's what Chuck had to say about Jaw.
Lakers last night.
Well, I got to say something, man. We got some idiots, some fools, some jackasses on television that really just pissed me off talking about Josh should make a stand saying he didn't break any laws. He didn't do anything wrong. We're in the state where you can carry your gun. Those guys are just freaking idiots. And I only say freaking because y'all won't let me say what I want to say.
It
pisses me off when I hear guys say that. Yo, man, when you're making $100 million a year to play sports, your life changes. There are certain rules and regulations you have to live by, plain and simple. You can't do stupid stuff. That's the trade-off. Now, if you want to do all that stuff and give all that money back, more power to you. You can make that stance. You know what? I want to do what I want to do. I want to flash my gun and make videos and do things. Okay, that's fine. But you can't make money on the NBA doing this stuff. I just hope that he grows up and realizes, like, yo, man, first of all, you're not a thug. You're not a criminal. You're not a crook. You're a guy making $100 million a year to dribble a stupid... $200 million to dribble a stupid basketball. And you hit the lottery. We all hit the lottery to do something. There's people out there work 9 to 5, 8 and 9 hours a week, going to make $25,000 a year. They will kill to be in our situation. And, you know, Kenny's right. At some point, it's not your friends. Bill Parcells used to always say, and I love it. He says, yo, man, you're just an unlucky dude. Bad stuff happen around you all the time. You're just an unlucky dude. No, man. You got to look in the mirror and say, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm the problem.
This guy.
Chucky.
Bang on.
This guy is crushing it. Isn't
always.
He great?
Has been forever.
And I don't know.
It's not an outlandish take. Yeah. He's just using common sense and
it's totally
saying
true.
It right.
Don't get fixated on the letter of the law. Understand that if you're going to be an ambassador for a league that's paying you probably $250 million.
Yeah.
You can maybe make some decisions that aren't perfect for your life, but you trade for the $250 million you're going to make.
Yeah.
Holy right. shit.
It's common sense.
And his last point, set the example in the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and
be the leader that the people want to see. Just, look at this guy.
We didn't ask to be role models. I hear that from athletes sometimes. It's like, okay, but understand the power that you have to for good in the world if you want to be.
It's like us.
Exactly like us.
Mm-hmm. Right?
$250 million.
Yeah. Making all this money.
Hundreds of millions.
I got rid of all my guns.
Yeah.
Hated to do it, but I got rid of all.
I stopped taking videos with me holding guns in my luxury vehicle. I just
pictures
had
pictures of
you
holding,
you know,
other shit that gets you in trouble.
You can look at me doing it, but you can't be taking videos. That's my rule now.
Now, the last one, this is, and I threw this together. You know, we're always looking for ideas. And I mean, there's something here. It's not necessarily the sport, but there's something here that we're going to steal. John Boy Media. It's
yes.
these guys. They started their own little.
So this guy came to fame with the Astros cheating scandal. He had all the videos and was sewing it all together. And basically, it's describing, for in layman's terms, what the hell's happening in baseball.
Chronological order. He kind of explains it, and then he'll do lip reading of different things. But they've evolved into a into a pretty big company now, and they have a wiffle ball tournament that they hold in their warehouse. And it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every year. So now it's on YouTube, and they have cameras on it and everything else. Now, I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. They call it the Blitzball, the John Boy Media Blitzball Tournament. This is the third or fourth iteration. Here's some of the stuff, the highlights from YouTube of their Blitzball.
Noted now for Canobio, who has struck out six times. That's the most this season of any hitter.
I also think that he's going to take until he gets a strike and miss it back. Oh, I was wrong. Good take. Good adjustment.
Good pitch.
That ball is hammered for the roof. Ow.
Oh, jeez.
He didn't move. Watch this. Oink.
I got a sneeze, bro.
Yeah, no shit. You just got hit in the nose with a blitz ball. Oh, that was almost dick shot. The famous dick shot.
Well, K-Mac's old teammate, Aaron Bossy, I think still hasn't recovered from that one. Oh, oof. Hit it right in the dick. One. Oh, a swing and a miss. A great job by Lou Dabb.
Just a perfect sequence. Trevor Plouffe somewhere watching this with an erection.
There's a tapper, and Davis makes a diving play.
Put your money on the line.
One of the most dangerous hitters. Yes, I just said that. In so at the dish.
That was really nice, Rose. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Slider here.
12-6, that's all I got.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Fuck!
And that ball is...
Leave it! No!
What the heck? What are we doing, Diversa?
Can you see my nipples about to cut through my shirt?
Yeah, that actually is impressive.
Yeah.
He is wearing gloves right now that he found in the storage closet. They are gardening gloves. And he said that his hands sweat a lot. So he thinks that this will help him get a better grip on the bat.
Yeah, let's be honest. Those were probably used for some sort of crime in the late 70s around here.
I had a double Whopper with cheese and ketchup. I had an 8-piece nugget from Burger King with buffalo sauce, and I was still hungry after that, so to top it off, I got another DoorDash from McDonald's, which was a medium fry, another large Diet Coke, and 2 blueberry and cream pies. I feel fucking fantastic.
Hell yeah!
Did he go?
No question.
Did he go?
Yes, he did. What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
A fucking bullshit, bro.
Did Rourke just give us a fucking bullshit?
Yeah, hey.
Fucking idiots.
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh!
That is a great...
Oh, did he go? Did he go?
So there you go. That's their 2-on-2 blitzball tournament that they do every year.
How good is
and
that?
And they got so many people watching that thing on YouTube. It's gotten... That's Chris Rose.
Yeah,
who's like the NFL Network. There's something there, boys.
He, and if there's a big takeaway for me, we need an Aussie commentator or more.
Yes.
We need more Aussie commentators.
Yeah.
There's just a level of vulgarity that comes with the Aussie slang. It's beautiful.
It.
Yeah, it's
very smooth.
It's like art.
It really is.
Yeah.
I know a guy named Brad that I feel would be a...
Fuck.
Just a natural.
See you next Tuesday, Brad. Get on a flight.
So there you go. You can follow again. You can find it on John Boy Media. Those guys are awesome.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Good stuff. Can we get? What do we got to do to get you into a new Dodge today?
1500.
Give me the keys.
What do we got to do?
Wow, I mean, he's expecting not to pay. That's
the
problem.
Look at this guy here. He's listening to
doing
us.
Doing the
he's
math.
Pretend that he's not he listening. He's doing stuff at. What kind of percentage? Can I get some seat covers with that?
Emojis to her using here.
Is this a good deal? I'm going to need a tonneau cover.
I like those.
You're going to throw that tonneau cover in, though, right?
I just saw my truck driving away 3 minutes ago.
Yeah,
that's okay, right?
I saw
that's not a problem.
Russell took it. Yeah, it's
Russell Crowe?
Yeah. No, there
he is.
Had to suck the farts out of the seats, I think, is what he said.
That'll take a couple hours.
Something like that. Yeah.
Tell my wife I'll be late.
Yeah, he's still not. Sudoku, maybe?
Could be.
No, he's texting.
Candy Crush.
Texting. Yeah. picks tonight. One of the two final series resumes, as we mentioned, Carolina and Florida Panteros.
Oh, picks. We got to get our picks.
Ooh, look at the matchup.
There's your matchup.
Panthers going to have to 65% on the PK.
Oof, that's
not ideal.
Not ideal.
It's a hard no bueno there.
Yeah.
Who would be worse than that? The Kings? Because the Oilers, of course, ran at like 60% in round one, so that tells me the penalty kill was at 40. Ouch. Yeah. Carolina, man. That just reeks of a playoff team. Great penalty killing, good goaltending, deep blue line.
I'll go first.
All right.
You go ahead, Dean.
Beware the Cinderella story.
Beware.
Woo!
Florida Panthers, we talked about it already. Are they Cinderella? Kind of, but not really. They were the team to beat a year ago. And when it comes right down to it, who's in net for Carolina?
Freddie Anderson.
Auntie?
Your uncle.
Kachetkov?
Right?
Got three guys.
I'm going to go with the red hot goalie and the Cinderella story. Give me the Panteros.
So you understand, do you remember how the Cinderella ended? That
I know.
Everything turns into a pumpkin. And
yep.
Okay. Just didn't know which way we were going with that analogy.
Yeah, I don't like Cinderella, but I like the Panthers. They're my old squad, and I can't cheer for the Canes. Go Florida.
I feel bad for Rod Brindamore.
I don't. I don't think he gives a S about what we think.
I do like him.
Don't worry.
There's some guys on there. Like, yeah. Sorry, Rod. Rod the Bod. Sorry, Bob.
Love Rod the Bod. I'm going to give Rod the Bod my vote. I'll ride with the Canes. Also, I feel like if I can get you guys on the other side of one, and it's basically a coin toss, make a little space, let's go. Tactical. Picked last.
Brilliant.
So smart.
I think you knew where I was going.
So then if I knew where
you
were going.
I was surprised you went to the Panthers.
No,
you're doing an opposite George thing, eh?
Carolina hasn't been pushed yet, have they? And I think they will be this series. I thought Jersey would be a tougher fight for them. The Islanders kind of had that, like, man, maybe they've done this before. They went to, what, two Eastern Conference Finals in a row? Yeah. And it's like goaltending in depth and no star power, but they play defense. But they just, with missing some big guys, they've dominated.
For the Hurricanes, you have to feel like, and it doesn't mean anything. But in your mind, if you have to be looking at it, we've had good teams. We've run into Tampa Bay. You look at the teams that we've run into, juggernauts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The path, compared to what we faced, is wide open.
I think all
Florida,
four teams
Vegas,
are telling themselves that.
Dallas, yep. This is the best chance we've had, and we may get.
Yep. I think that's why it stings in Edmonton this year. Like, I don't know that if you said midseason, who are the Goliaths of the league in your left?
Yeah. Vegas and Dallas won their divisions, didn't they?
Yes.
Dallas second, but yeah. Colorado got knocked out.
They did make it in first.
Seattle was wild card and
that's
played
right.
them. Yeah.
You're right.
But no, Dallas is right there all year.
What's like, Boston thinking right now?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'd love to get someone on from Boston. Patrice Bergeron didn't play for a while and came back for game 82 in Montreal, played in front of his family, left that game with injury, if I'm correct, and then we found out at the end of the series he had a bulged disc in his back. I wonder, and I don't know when it happened, if it was game 82 or prior, but just, did they have bad vibes going in? Because they knew more than we did about the injuries.
Man, even beyond that, they had that lead
in
the final game. Marchand, that breakaway on Bobrovsky. If that puck goes in, it's over.
Well, dude, they were up 3-1 in the series. Jeez. There's all kinds of how could we not close this moments, right?
Because in Edmonton, they're having their stuff yesterday. And Kenny Holland, we're devastated, and they're all devastated. There's got to be some teams, even Colorado to a certain extent, lost to Seattle. Yeah, devastated. And it's probably disrespectful to the other teams that are there because they're
playoffs.
Good teams.
Yeah, but Boston especially because you look at the age of some of those guys, Dino. I think you're right. Like, you had the year where you had the goalie. You don't know how many more years you're going to have a Bergeron, if any. You brought Krejci back from Europe. It was the best regular season of all time, and they got flamed in round one.
And meanwhile, Cassidy must have loved it, hey?
You think?
Oh.
Bruce Cassidy.
He was cringing all year, though.
Yeah.
So, what changes did they make? None, really.
Just a head coach, and then Krejci came back because he wouldn't play for the prior coach.
Yeah. Oh. What new players? Well, the one guy, because he couldn't stand me, he came back, and then I left.
Well, Pete DeBoer, too, right? He's in Vegas, gets run, and now he's thinking revenge this round.
Yeah,
that's our next one, I guess.
We'll do those picks tomorrow.
Sure.
You know, spread her out, eh?
Hey.
I want to get all crazy and do it all in one shot. You want to do a Betway bet? You
got we just talked about the games starting tonight, so tell you, Florida is plus 120 tonight, and Carolina is your favorite at minus 138. So you get it. They're at home. They're a one seed. They haven't really been pushed yet this postseason. Carolina is a favorite in round one. I'm jumping on the Matthew Tkachuk 2+ points. He has been all over it this season. Plus 130, the number there. Not a huge number, but also not that challenging for Matthew to get 2 points in a playoff game this year. He's been sensational for them.
There you go.
Another one. Finale of Yankees and Blue Jays. Threw this one up on social media earlier today. A Bo Bichette anytime home run. Bo's been putting the ball in play a ton. Plus 450. Big game on to Betway.
Betway bets of the day. Get that Betway app. Get it on your phone. Play along. Bet the responsible way with Betway.
Got some handshakes. We just sold a car. Look at that.
Hey, we got a deal.
All right. Nice.
Get them a nice little kind of a travel mug or something.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Jay's that too. Good car.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, this is where you should come, right? Look at that son of a gun.
Which one is that? Do you know?
The Gladiators.
So that's
I was unsure when I first saw them.
Okay.
The Jeep is the Wrangler, but except it's got the truck box on
right.
it. Right. I was like, I don't know.
Now that you see it?
Dig it.
Yeah.
It gets my stamp of approval.
It's the Boomer stamp.
There you go. This is where I'd come, eh? I can see why they're the favorite Southern Alberta. For sure.
Oh, they're the champs. They got the belt.
They got popcorn.
For you, too, D.
So close, right? Uh-huh. Great location.
Got a steakhouse, Earl's.
Oh, yeah.
Greek place. Perfect.
You can go get your heart checked out across the street.
Oh, I thought about it.
Of course you did.
Still working.
What were you saying just now? Right over there. That was your
heart specialist.
Why don't you tell them about that?
Tell them about what?
When we went to the heart fit clinic.
What about it?
The dean refused
My
to get his work
was
done?
My heart great. Dean didn't want to go.
Hey, Dean, we could get some vital information on how you're aging and maybe give you some ideas on how to keep your life longer.
Hey,
nope.
No, thanks. Do you have a heart issue?
No, it's free.
History in the family?
Nope.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.
So you should really be on top of this. Very busy.
Yeah.
He used to joke about dying, but like, just don't recess. Just leave me. Let me rest, please.
DNR. Yeah, just DNR. Let him go. Well, thanks to everybody. We'll be back again here.
Got it. Yeah.
We're getting in a good spot, gentlemen. Summer is here, and we're going to be out of studio a little bit more. I know
our
schedule's going to have some tweaks to it.
Great interview this morning.
Top secret interview this morning.
I know.
You're going to love it, Dino. Oh, yeah.
Good job, boys. Good job. So I think that's... I don't know when are we going to start to, because we're doing this daily show, right?
Whenever we decide, Dean, that's when.
So tomorrow's Friday, and it is a long weekend. You sure you still want to do the show tomorrow, Dean?
Well, Donkey's here. It would seem silly to have Donkey here and not do a show while he's here.
Yeah, I'd be heartbroken.
Yeah, I know you would. I know you would.
He's such a workaholic. Eh? That's what they say.
I live.
You know, you meet people as nice as Rhett, but not many that work as hard as Rhett.
Pry that microphone out of his cold, dead hands. I friggin' dare you to try.
It's even pointed at his mouth half the time.
Yeah. Thank you to Serge. Thank you to Nikki. Thank you. You know what? Everyone except Aaron, that prick.
Yep.
Yeah.
With his stupid Oilers popcorn bag.
How are they doing anyway, the Oilers?
I mean, they're open up there, right? The golf courses?
They're devastated, though.
You're going to hang around there to golf? I think you're skipping town, buddy. Yeah.
That's probably true.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
See you tomorrow, buddies.
Oilers suck.
From Tower Chrysler.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.